Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And, you know, one of the things that that ladies have to deal with sometimes is they say they live in a man's world and they work in a man's world. And I guess that's true because over the millennia, men have kind of ruled the roost in a lot of ways. And not in every way, but in a lot of ways. But think when I think about the strides that women have made. When I think about the accomplishments that women have made in the marketplace. When I think about and we talk about this on the show with the ladies who join me, whether it be Terry Neese or Mary Contando or all the different women entrepreneurs that have been on the show that Debbie Meyer and so many others who've accomplished so much. We talk about the shoulders that they stand on, the women's shoulders that they stand on as they enter the marketplace today, as they do their work today. The women who really had everything stacked against them, and they had no advantages really, but yet they pulled it off. They accomplished some things, and they made it happen against all odds. And when I think of Women's History Month, which is what we have right now, I think about those women. Lillian Vernon. I interviewed her on the show one time, and her son is Fred Hochberg, who's the president of XM Bank. He learned how to run his business at their kitchen table. He learned how to be a businessman at the kitchen table of his mother as she was starting Lillian Vernon back in the 50s. And Mary Kay and so many other women who actually pulled it off when the glass ceiling was against them, when the financial industry was against them, I've heard so many women who are senior talk about actually going to a bank to get a loan for their business, and the banker would say, "Bring your husband back, honey, and bring his financial statement, and bring your husband back, honey, and we'll talk about it." I've actually had women tell me that happened to them, and then Terry Neese reminded me in the last hour that it's only been since 1988. That there was actually a law passed that made it illegal for a banker to do that. To prevent a banker from, they actually had to pass a law so bankers wouldn't discriminate against women who were maybe more qualified, more capable. Maybe the person behind her was a guy, and he didn't have as much capital or as much ability, as likely to be a business owner, a successful business owner, as the woman. But just because he was a guy and she wasn't, she got sent home to find her husband, and the guy behind her got the loan, probably. That happened. That happened a lot. That happened too much. And so now that's not the case. Today, women have every advantage that a man has in the marketplace. If they want a loan, the bank is listening. If they want to do business with a customer, the customer is available. And there are still programs out there that are still helping to level the playing field. But I'll tell you, it's not. Maybe I don't know as much about these things as the ladies do. I don't live that like they do, but I speak to a lot of women, and I think the playing field has been leveled. And so if you're a woman and you want to be in business, this is a great time. there are a lot of advantages that you have that, or at least there are the playing field, I should say. Maybe that's the best way to say it. The playing field is pretty darn level. You should not be intimidated by that. And you have these ladies that I've been talking about, all the way back to the ladies who were trying to get, who fought so hard. I wish I could say their names. I'm not inadequate in that area, but I would know how to find them. They're the ones who helped women get the vote 92 years ago, and so you think about all the things that's been done. You're standing on their shoulders, ladies. And so that's the reason why it inspires me when I see other women trying to give back to other ladies in the marketplace. We have so many members of our Brain Trust who are like that. So many of the members of our Brain Trust are giving back to other ladies. Terry Neese was on the last hour, and she's giving back to women business owners in Rwanda and in Afghanistan. And so I know that's going on out there as well. So the thing that excites me about women in the marketplace is that there are things about women that I think improves the marketplace. I think women are probably more detail oriented. I think women are probably more likely to be ethical. I believe that. I think in terms of the world, of the global marketplace, I think women in the global marketplace will contribute to a peace dividend. I really believe that women doing business with, not just with other women, but especially when they do business with each other around the globe, I believe that will contribute to, and this is one of the things that I really believe that globalization has the potential to create a peace dividend. Because as Frederick Bastiat, the French economist, 19th century French economist, said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. I believe that. And I believe when goods cross borders between women, when women are at least in one part of the transaction, I believe that contributes to a peace dividend. And that's the reason why anything we can do, anything you and I can do to promote women in the marketplace, wherever it may be, in the United States or around the world, I believe that's going to be good for planet Earth and for all Earthlings. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. From the mountain, you take a lightning from the sky. You bring a strong man to his agony. You make the youngest mama cry. You got...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.